A bright sunny day it seemed that it was. Every bird was in the sky flying. Hamilton lay on the ground resting when little Rosa ran up crying. Rosa Raccoon is a sweet little girl. She is always seen with a smile. But something was wrong, Hamilton knew. Crying was not her style. "What's wrong?" he asked as she ran to his arms and hid by closing her eyes. This was an odd way for Rosa to act. This was really quite a surprise. She sniffled and coughed and tried to explain, but she was too upset to speak. He noticed her turn her head towards the field and carefully did take a peek. She was hiding from someone or running away. An incident hadn't gone right. Something or someone had done, said, or did something to give Rosa a fright. She said,
"I simply can't take it. It's that he's so mean. He doesn't realize that he hurts. He says these bad things and laughs when you cry, and he steals the others' desserts."
"Slow down, little one, and tell me the story. And please start from the beginning. Who is the mean one who steals your toys and does all those other bad things?"
"He's Rudy the Rat, and boy is he mean. No one likes him, not one bit,"
Rosa continued as she sat on the stump, because Hamilton asked her to sit.
"He took Susie's flower, he ate Billy's lunch. He tripped little Tim in the hall. He drew on Lila's fancy new stick and popped my mushroom ball. He called Ralphie fat and Samson a slob. And then do you know what he did? He said if we told, he'd do something worse. He's really a really bad kid."
Hamilton was shocked by this upsetting news. He hadn't met Rudy Rat. But this was not good. It couldn't go on. Something had to be done about that. So he told his friend Rosa to find Rudy Rat, that he wanted to have a word. But Rosa stood there still as a tree. She pretended she hadn't heard.
"It's okay, little Rosa. You will be fine. Just point him out and go hide. I just want to have a talk with this boy."
But Rosa then sputtered and cried.
"Hamilton, he's mean. He'll do something naughty. I wouldn't go looking for him. I'd much rather go to the pond with the frogs. Yeah, let's go for a swim."
"But Rosa, we need to have a talk with this boy and find out why he does that. We can't have anyone being mean to us, so I want to meet Rudy Rat."
So Rosa sniffed and straightened her hair, then looked on towards the field. Maybe she could do this with Hamilton here. He was like a protective shield. Hamilton followed her down the long path till they got to the meadow green, and Hamilton took sight of a small gray rat who was currently being mean. Rudy had just took someone's hazelnut ball and had thrown it into a hole. The kids stood there crying, looking in, when Rudy noticed the troll. Rudy watched him walk up and looked really nervous. His eyes even started to blink. Was he going to hurt him? Should he run away? Rudy didn't know what to think. He stood there in fear of this awkward green troll, trying to look kind of tough. But Hamilton smiled and looked at the boy, knowing kindness would be enough. "I'm Hamilton," he said, as he shook paws with Rudy, nearly knocking the rat from his feet. He looked at the troll with the oddest gaze, wondering if he should retreat.
"You know that's not nice, taking their nut. It seems very mean to me."
But all Rudy knew was this troll was bigger, so he quickly turned to flee. As Rudy ran off, Hamilton sighed. He hadn't meant to give Rudy a fright. He had hoped to solve this problem for them, but he knew how to set it right. So he gathered the kids and set them right down and asked them what they thought of Rudy. And what he heard from them was not very nice. One word they used was moody.
"I met Rudy yesterday," Diggory spoke,
though he had planned on not speaking at all.
He told me I was ugly and laughed at myself. And then he made me trip and fall.
So Rudy's the problem? Is that what I hear? He's mean to everyone? But kids, may I ask if you've asked him to play? Maybe he just wants to have fun.
But he's always so mean. They started to cry, but Hamilton had a feeling.
I'll bet if you all are nice to him, it might just start the healing. Tomorrow, why don't you go up to him nice and invite him to join your game? Give him a chance to join you all. It'll show him you're all the same.
So the next morning, the kids were gathered to play, Sticknut on the double, when Rudy Rat approached the fun, ready to start some trouble. But before he could start, the kids, they all gathered and blocked Rudy's way to get through. And suddenly Rudy was the one who was scared, and he didn't know what to do.
"Don't hurt me," he screamed as he trembled in fear.
The kids looked amongst each other. They knew they could never be mean to him. They'd much rather make him a brother.
"Rudy," Rosa spoke as she slowly stepped forward, "we would never want to be mean to you. We'd rather have fun and have you join in, and we'd hope that you want that too. Yet we've talked to each other and decided on this. We won't let you be mean to us further. We're standing together to teach you the way, to be nicer because we are sure that with friends you will see no reason to frown, no need to be mean anymore. Then we can all have fun, play, and laugh, because that's what friends are for."
Hamilton watched them from behind the bush and smiled so very large that by giving them guidance and leaving them be, it was the children that took charge. So now as Rosa took Rudy's hand and led him to the Sticknut field, we knew that the bullying he had done would stop and that Rudy Rat could be healed. You see, Rudy Rat was lonely and lost. He was tough because he did not have a friend. But now that the kids want to hang out with Rudy, we're sure the meanness will end. The end. Quick note from the author. Why don't you start a troll patrol? Be on the lookout for someone who needs a friend. If you see someone who is lonely, go and talk to them. If you see somebody not being nice, let them know. Then suggest that you can be friends. Making friends is much more fun than being mean. Let's put our paws together and bring joy to everyone's lives. PAWS, spelled P-A-W-S, stands for P. Pause what you're doing, look around. If you see someone who looks sad, scared, or is sitting by themselves, A. Approach them. Walk up to them, say hello, ask them questions, talk to them. W. Welcome them to join you. Invite them to your table or group of friends. Then, S. Smile. Keep smiling. It makes you look friendly and helps them feel happy. Friendship is important. Become a friend. Be nice to others. Invite them to play. Care about their feelings. That's how you can put your paws together for friendship. Try it.